As if Jesus' physical suffering were not enough, something even more painful happened to him on the cross. As the burden of the sin of the world was laid on him, the sinless one, his Father had to look away. The cry of dereliction from the cross as Jesus screamed, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you forsaken me?" He experienced separation from his Father for the first time. The spiritual separation of sin made manifest in him. The proof of the way in which sin separates us from a holy God, as the weight of it is laid upon the Holy One, our scapegoat, and God turns his back. A scapegoat, you recall, is innocent. It takes the blame for another. It sheds its blood for another, the innocent for the guilty. As fallen humanity, we have two fundamental problems, the sins we commit and the root, the propensity to sin that lives within us, which causes us to sin, our old sin nature, like a tree and its fruit. The blood deals with what we've done, the fruit of sin in our lives. The cross deals with what we are, the root of sin in our lives. No matter how many sins I commit, it's always the root from which they spring that needs to be dealt with. I've got a dual problem. I need forgiveness for my sins, plural, and deliverance from the root of the problem. The life of a Christian can be little different from an unbeliever if we don't understand this. We need deliverance from who we are. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from our sins, 1 John 1:9, and the cross of Jesus nails us. It strikes at that root, our capacity to sin, and it kills it. The remedy is in where God has placed us and where we remain and dwell, in Christ. In Christ is dealt with both the fruit and the root, which is why it's imperative that we learn to abide, dwell and remain where we've been placed, in him, John 15. It's from that place that we see everything that constitutes who we were died in Christ on the cross over 2,000 years ago. It is finished. Now there remains just one thing, our will and our choices. Our choice to align ourselves with him and his nature, which is moved by our will, which brings us into alignment with him and his perspective. By those constant choices, we eventually reach the fulcrum point, the tipping point, where we know we are in Christ and we live from there. So how's it working out for you?